KJAN Sports.
It is time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. At the state boys basketball tournament yesterday, Norwalk owned the opening of Tuesday afternoon's second Class 3A quarterfinal. After halftime, it was Glenwood's game. The Rams flipped a noisy and thrilling number 4 versus number 5 game in Des Moines at intermission, turning a 40-22 halftime deficit into a late lead and then a 67-58 win for its first semifinal appearance ever. Norwalk impressed with an electric start, going up 17-3 inside the first 6 minutes of the game, and they led by as many as 20 points in the first half. All five starters chipped in at least 5 points, and they shot 57% from the field. The script flipped at halftime, though, when Glenwood's pressure, a boisterous crowd, and a cold streak limited the Warriors to 6 made field goals and 8 turnovers as the game got away from them. Glenwood began scrapping back in the third quarter, ending the frame on a 9-0 run fueled by senior guard Nate Moore and freshman Ryan Bloom, who finished with a team-high 17 points coming off the bench. Glenwood took the lead back with under 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and Norwalk would only ever tie the game one more time as the number 4 seed pulled away. Glenwood's only other state tournament win came in 1952's first round in Iowa City, and they last appeared at the tourney in 2015. Norwalk finished with 3 scorers in double figures, led by Luke Vasky's 17 points, with post Tyler Enders and Daniel Geisler adding 14 and 12. Warriors end their season 22-3 for the Rams. They advance. They'll meet two-time defending champion Cedar Rapids Xavier Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock in the semifinals. In other 3A quarterfinals yesterday, Cedar Rapids Xavier a winner over Marion 67-60. It was Waverly Shellrock defeating Mount Pleasant 59-51, and Oskaloosa advancing with a 63-47 win over Sergeant Bluff Luton. Earlier in the day, Cascade won the 2A quarterfinal, beating Van Meter 60-47. And in the 4A quarterfinals last night, it was Iowa City West defeating Muscatine 62-50, while Waukee defeats Johnston 60-58. 6 games today on the slate in Des Moines. The Class 4A quarterfinals will get the morning started. North Scott plays West Des Moines Valley at 10:30 this morning, and then it'll be Cedar Falls facing Sioux City East at 12:15. Those are the last of the quarterfinals. Then they'll move into the semifinal rounds. In 1A, North Lynn plays Don Bosco this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Grandview Christian will face Remsen St. Mary's at 3:45. And then this evening, it's the 2A semifinals as Trainer will battle Applington Parkersburg in a 6:30 showdown. That'll be followed by Sheldon versus Cascade at 8:15 tonight. All those games in Des Moines. A CAM senior guard Thomas Hensley has announced that he'll be attending Briar Cliff University in Sioux City to continue his basketball career. Hensley is coming off a great final season for the Cougars, in which he averaged 23 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, and 4 steals per game. The Cougars finished their season 16-6 and lost a close game in a district semifinal to Stanton. Hensley will join a couple of other Southwest Iowans as freshmen at Briar Cliff next season. R.J. Harris of AHSTW, along with Jake Carley from St. Albert, are also heading to the Chargers in the fall. Nottoway Valley alum Jackson Lamb and Creston alum Jay Wolf are currently on the Briar Cliff squad as well. Well, Gonzaga is going back to the NCAA tournament after winning the West Coast Conference tourney for the 6th consecutive year. Killian Tilley scored 22 points, and the 6th-ranked Bulldogs improved to 30-4 by whipping BYU 74-54 last night. Zach Norvell Jr. provided 17 points for the Zags, who reeled off a 36-6 run, bridging the two halves. A few more men's basketball teams earned automatic berths into the NCAA tourney yesterday. Grant Benzinger had 19 points and 9 rebounds as Wright State beat Cleveland State 74-57 to win the Horizon League tournament. Wright State will play in the College Basketball Showcase for the 3rd time in school history and the 1st time since 2007. Joe Cheeley had 32 points, and the College of Charleston rallied from 17 down in the second half in an 83-76 comeback win against Northeastern in the Colonial Athletic Association final. LIU Brooklyn has reached the NCAA tourney for the first time in 5 years after Joel Hernandez delivered 32 points and 7 rebounds in a 71-61 win against Wagner in the Northeast Conference title game. And David Jenkins dropped in 29 points and Mike Dom added 25 with 11 rebounds in leading South Dakota State's 97-87 win over South Dakota in the Summit League Tournament Championship. The 2018 AP All-Big 12 team was announced yesterday. There were two unanimous selections to the first team. Devontae Graham of Kansas and Trey Young of Oklahoma were both unanimous selections to the first team. Mohamed Bamba of Texas, Javon Carter of West Virginia, and Keenan Evans of Texas Tech round out the first team. Young was also named as the newcomer of the year, while the player of the year was Devontae Graham. Bill Self of Kansas was coach of the year. Iowa State got one pick on the All-Big 12 team. Lindell Wigginton was an honorable mention selection this season for the Cyclones. In football news, the Pittsburgh Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell is among five NFL players who've received the franchise tag before today's deadline. Others getting the tag were Miami wide receiver Jarvis Landry, Detroit defensive end Ezekiel Ansah, Dallas defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence, and Los Angeles Rams safety LaMarcus Joyner. Bell is the only one to receive the exclusive tag, meaning he can't negotiate with other teams. Both sides plan to continue negotiating a long-term contract, but the tag currently means Bell will receive the average of the top five salaries among running backs for 2018. Former Raider Alden Smith has turned himself into police in a misdemeanor domestic violence case and was booked into the San Francisco County Jail. Records show Smith was booked Tuesday on suspicion of domestic violence and three related misdemeanors. San Francisco police have been looking for Smith since he fled a home Saturday night after someone called 911 to report a domestic violence incident. The Panthers have reached an agreement on a four-year contract extension with Pro Bowl kicker Graham Gano. A person familiar with the situation tells the Associated Press the deal is worth $17 million overall, with $9 million guaranteed. The 30-year-old is coming off his best NFL season, converting all 29 field goals from inside 50 yards and 29 of 30 overall. The NFL salary cap will be $177.2 million. That's more than $10 million above last season. Teams must be below that figure when the league season begins on March 14th. Miami Dolphins owner Stephen Ross says he won't force his players to stand for the national anthem, even though he believes kneeling is an ineffective way to promote social justice. Ross's comments Tuesday in a statement released by the Dolphins came after the New York Daily News reported that he said all of the team's players will stand for the national anthem in 2018. And in baseball news, the Kansas City Royals worked out a one-year, $3 million deal with outfielder John Jay, a contract that allows him to earn an additional $1.5 million in performance bonuses. Jay made $8 million last season while hitting .296 with two homers and 34 RBIs in 141 games for the Chicago Cubs, including a .350 average in 40 at-bats as a pinch hitter. Jay did not commit an error in 141 chances last season. He'll turn 33 before opening day. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.